Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Thanks again for joining us during the bye week, and Coach Belichick is with me now. Coach, real quick, last week, worst conditions you've ever coached or played in? What happened in Foxborough?
Well, they were tough. They were tough. I mean, it's certainly by the start of the game, everything was wet, and it just got wetter, and you know, I think we were playing in a couple inches of water most of the second half. At least I was standing in it. So, you know, it's tough to handle the ball, but it's also tough to block and tackle because you can't, you know, get a grip on anything. You slide off a lot. Tackling's hard. You just, you know, it's trying to like tackle a greased pig. There's just nothing to hold on to. So you really got to be good with the fundamentals. And we were fortunate. We had a couple balls out, but we were able to get those back. But it was certainly challenging conditions for both teams, and particularly the specialists. I thought our specialists did a real good job. Steven with the kicking, you know, Danny with the snapping, Ryan with the holding and the punting, that those guys really handled the ball well, because those are pretty tough conditions to kick in and handle those snaps in too.
All right, there was a heavy set guy here before you, the coach, and I remember back in the days when I played 40 years ago, during a play in practice, he'd go and he'd squirt water on the ball. You know, talk about those specialists, whether it's a June day and it's raining, you take your team outside and you practice in it, or you practice out in the, you know, the chilling cold in December. Do those situations apply to what happened last week? And yeah, maybe just get you ready a little bit more.
Oh, I think they definitely do. And it certainly gives the players confidence, because whatever we've dealt with out on the playing field, we've dealt with in practice. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when you go out in a game situation, it's the first time you've ever played in cold, rain, snow, whatever it happens to be, heavy winds. You know, it takes you a little while to adjust to it and you know, kind of figure it out and get comfortable with the conditions. But if you've been in those situations more frequently, then I think it takes you less time to adapt and you're familiar with what you can do, what you can't do, what the problems are, where you have to have extra concentration and so forth, particularly for the ball handling guys. So, you know, we practice in whatever we get, and sooner or later we're going to get those conditions in the game. You just don't know when it's going
to
be.
One of the guys that handled the ball quite well, LeGarrette Blount. I want to talk to you a little bit about him. What did you see in him as a returner? Maybe it was a member of your staff that said, let's put him back on kicks and see what he has.
Well, it was a little bit of a process of elimination. You know, we had earlier in the year, we had a couple, you know, guys banged up. We of course, brought Leon Washington in here to do that, and that never really materialized. So, you know, we worked with some different guys there. LeGarrette, though, has excellent running skills, instincts, and, you know, catches the ball. So, you know, he was a natural for it, and he did a good job. And then when we got Josh Boyce back, we were able to use him, and he gave us a couple plays in it as well. And of course, Josh wasn't active for the game against Buffalo, and so you know, LeGarrette had another opportunity there and made the most of it. A couple big runs. We can look at those later on the get plays of the week.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.